Well, that should be better, is it? Yeah. it turned out to be something really simple. Yeah, my microphone works with the USB, and the USB wasn't stuck all the way into the computer. So after all of that, I really appreciate the song that you played. Ann and I were just talking about that, how that constriction that you feel when you're listening to the thinking mind and you're believing the stuff that it's telling you, how it feels like it's difficult to breathe, like it feels like the air has been sucked out. We often talk about like a contraction, but I think that's just a really good analogy. So I really appreciate the song that you played. Thanks for that. Yeah. Okay. And your teaching was excellent this morning. Thank you. It was great. It's great. Regina's was great. So what I'm gonna do is, I don't know what I'm gonna do, guys. I don't know. You know, what I thought I would do was last week when I finished up, I just read through quickly the last of my journal. So I guess I'm gonna start there and just see if there's any need to comment on that or just let it stand on its own. So this again is on surrender. So I think this is a message that I need to hear over and over and over again. because boy, is my mind bossy. It bosses me, it bosses everybody around me, just ask them. Anyway, let me read the quote to you again about surrender. Surrender is a decision to put aside the mind completely. It is recognition that the answer cannot come from the mind. It is quitting the mind and turning to higher knowledge for guidance without any lingering thoughts that through the ideas and education of mind, you know what to do. And of course, Anne spent a lot of her program talking about this very idea. And I just feel also to read, and Regina gave us this again last night in Gentle Healing, this definition of sacrifice. Sacrifice is the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else regarded as more important or worthy. She talked about how we do value the thinking mind. We value it very highly. But what we're called upon to recognize is that we value something as more important or worthy. And certainly this call to purpose, this call to function, to be the instrument through which consciousness wakes to itself. Gosh, what more worthy goal could you have? You know, and if you look at it dead on like that, everything just pales in comparison, doesn't it? I mean, oh, well, I don't know, go make $1 million. I could go be president of the United States. I don't, you know, whatever it is, it pales in comparison to that. I mean, what a task, what a worthy purpose. Oh my God. To be an instrument through consciousness wakes to itself. So let me again read you my contemplation on this. It's funny because I say my contemplation, but it's really I say the question and then inner wisdom writes the answer. So it's not like I'm working through it, you know. The thinking mind is not working through it. In fact, if I get anything of value, it's because I have indeed done that, surrendered, put the thinking mind aside. In regard to this quote, I said, "Father, sometimes I feel lost and is as if I'm just going through the motions. It feels like the true and proper practice of your teachings is just out of reach, and that is something that I'm unable to do. What would you say to me about this? And from Inner Wisdom, this thought is just a thought like any other. This thought is the resistance of ego that would give you a ready excuse not to practice as I ask you to practice. It is indeed like the quote says, whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you are right. You must believe in the efficacy of the teachings in order to practice them. This you know. What you often do is listen to the thoughts that tell you that you alone are unable to do the practices to realize self. Ask yourself, do you believe in that which you have oriented your life around? This is the question that you leave lingering. This is the question that must be explored. Do you believe? Look at the fear in your mind around this question. What are you doing that leaves that question unanswered? Are you still believing in reward for your efforting? You know, when Regina was teaching this morning, I was hearing that that phrase that I've heard in Christian fundamentalist Christian circles, this as well as others, this idea that let me step back so he can lead, or let me take the second spot so that he can have the first, right? And this is the same thing that that Regina was talking about in terms of serving the one mind, in terms of serving consciousness, in terms of, you know, this retreat center, it ain't about Jacqueline, you know, it's about the awakening of consciousness into itself. And for me to, and my function being for me to get in there and assist in that process in whatever way I'm called on to assist. And it's this purpose that I've oriented my life around. And, you know, and I am dragging this mind kicking and screaming along, right? We don't want to do that. We want to be smart. We want to be respected. We want to be whatever it is, comfortable. And so that's what I'm doing when I'm not believing in my purpose. I'm trying to make me more comfortable, whether it's to feel more safe, whether it's to not have to work hard, whatever it is. That's what I'm doing instead. And this says, are you believing in reward for your efforting? You must leave that belief behind. Do you still believe that self-realization is only for a few? Do you still believe that you're just not good enough, smart enough, or talented enough to gain your heart's desire? These are all stories told by the mind to keep you from seeing the false beliefs you have about who you really are. Thank you. Don notes, The Course in Miracles does have two lessons. I will step back and let him lead the way. Thank you. And? Yeah, these are merely ego defenses to keep you from looking. And I will take the second place to gain the first. Okay, thank you, Don. yeah, they're ego defenses. They're the thinking mind going, yeah, we've come a long way, you know, and I know you're on this trajectory, but, you know, I'm still not sure about all this. I'm not all in. Look for these thoughts and ask who is whispering them to you. Don't just accept them as true. Look at them squarely and ask to see the truth beyond them. Have faith that the true answers will be given. Courage is required. You must look squarely at the beliefs that you would prefer to run from. Just recognize this repeated pattern and ask for help. Ask me for help to see beyond them. You cannot fail. I talked about this last time, so I'm actually not going to read the rest of the journaling from that day. Let me just take a minute and listen. I want to just tell you what my current experience is. My current experience is that I've got a lot going on in my upper chest. I don't know what that is. It feels like busyness. And I noticed even as Regina was teaching, particularly during the first part of her teaching, you know, I'm leaning over here, getting this, I'm running out, getting that, get the cat in, busyness. And hummingbird energy. Yeah, that's what it feels like, Cheryl. And the call really is to find that center and to be still in that center. And in fact, Regina and I were talking about this yesterday, and it's really clear that I'm being called pump up the volume. what I really mean is that I'm being called to spend more time in stillness, to spend more time in contemplation. It wasn't that long ago that Inner Wisdom had me change my meditation. I like to listen to, and I told you guys about this, I like to listen to music while I meditate, and I had been listening to something. It's really nice, actually. The call came in to listen to that song on a loop that I played for you guys a couple of weeks ago, Be Still, by Charlie Thwaite or Thwaite or what, however you say the guy's name. Be still and know that I'm God. And it's just very, I wanted to say rhythmic, but it's more of a pace, you know, just very slow, still pace that allows me to breathe in and out, like the bellows, right? Regina was talking about just in and out and just be in that moment. I'm also been called to, and I was telling Regina, I've been meditating half an hour a day, whether I need to or not, on a good day. It's clear that I'm being called to increase that time. Right now, this is what I'll let in, to an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. The thinking mind, the hummingbird act energy, not happy with that. It's like, what time is it? Oh, shoot. Is it just 2 minutes past? I'm working with that. And I will also tell you that I heard Regina say this last night about her meditation, about how now when she goes into meditation, she doesn't want to leave there. And there was certainly a time in my life where more than one time, period of time, where I could say there is absolutely no place I'd rather be than in meditation. Craved it, a pregnant woman craves ice cream, right? I mean, really just take every available moment to be there. And it's like, it's time. It's time. To return to that center. And I think Regina talked about this today. It's that stillness from which everything intelligent from which all knowledge flows. Everything else is being made up. And Anne talked about this. Everything else is made up based on what I think I need, what I think the world is, blah, 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 which is ignorance. It's not knowledge. And there's no question that that guidance is. Thank you, Inner Wisdom, because Inner Wisdom must have been screaming through all the mind chatter, because it comes strong. I mean, it comes with very, very particular words. It comes with do this now, do that now, even when I forget to stop and ask. So, hey, Ellen, it's nice to see you. Yeah, it's the fount from which all blessings flow is this stillness. So, I mean, if I'm getting these constant messages through all the chatter, you know, come on, let's get down to it. Let's be that thing that we are. And I'm talking to myself when I say let's. It's time to step fully into my function. Linda led us off with that idea. And what is my function? My function, and Regina did, she talked about this on Sunday. My function is to be of service. That's it. And being of service may mean working on the ceilings at the retreat house. But I can guarantee you that being of service means being still first, being that instrument, being available to be that instrument, so that I'm available to whatever guidance is given. Because that guidance will serve the whole. What guidance does, that's what guidance is. So I shake my head because I'm like, okay, now where were we? What'd you want me to say, think in mind? I'm teasing. But I will turn back to my journal and see if there's somewhere I should pick up, given this, what we've talked about. I don't know. Well, I will read you... I will read from, I don't know, I think this was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Knowledge is peace because it is the end of all questions and the permanent rest of the doubting mind. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Now that I've shared that, I'm going to back up to the top of this page of my journal here. And I may have read this to you before, but doesn't matter. Here we go. Father, I am contemplating death, refusal to support the denial of truth by listening to the thinking mind. That's how I deny the truth, right? Leaning in and service to the whole. You have already shared a great deal with me on all of these subjects. Is there anything else you would share with me on this or any other topic this morning? Yeah, I did read this last time, but apparently it wants to be read again. Good morning. It is wonderful that you have seen the opportunity not only to trust yourself, but to use that trust in self as a beacon that can guide your actions and enable you to serve in the way that I have been asking you to serve. You are the one. You are not that which you have believed yourself to be. You are only cut off from the truth to the extent you believe yourself to be. We are so excited that you have decided to give yourself permission to believe in your wholeness. We are here to guide you. Indeed, life is guidance. Fully participating in and partaking of life is following guidance. The thinking mind, or better, thoughts you are tempted to claim as your own, would guide you to grasp for or avoid based on its conception of what is best for your character. Yet it is not the thinking mind that writes the script. The script is written. The script is the Tao of life, the flow of life, the ease of being. Ask me for your lines for the day. Lean into your role. Don't run away. Don't try to change, fix, or adjust. Be grateful for your part. Neither seek credit nor run from blame. Seek not to measure your actions, your life, your heart, or dedication by using another man's measuring rod. Ask. Ask me. Ask. I will guide you truly. What a joy to give one's life over to the truth. This is a joy you are ready for. This is a joy you have long prepared for. Note that the joy is in the doing being, not in the reaping of any manifest reward. Be joy. Be the love. Be in the excitement of your service. I will lead you. You are merely to follow. It is in this following that your joy, your purpose, your truth is found. Thank you for agreeing to let go of any thoughts that would say otherwise. All is well. Which is kind of a recap of what we've been talking about. Okay. All right. Let me read to you again from today. Today's thought of awakening. This is a portion of that thought of awakening. Knowledge is peace. Yesterday's. Sorry. Knowledge is peace because it is the end of all questions and the permanent rest of the doubting mind. And I ask, the permanent rest of the doubting mind is what we discussed yesterday, isn't it? What would you share with me today? And the response, as you step into your truth, you see that it is only you that stand in your way. You are the lights, the hills, the valleys. You are that which sees and experiences. Begin to look very closely at those thoughts that are counter to knowledge. That's what we were talking about a minute ago. All that stuff I think I know is ignorance. It's not knowledge. It is good to see who would believe those thoughts. Indeed, belief in the thoughts presupposes that you are their thinker. And this presupposing language is... Of course, I've drawn Paul Hederman for that, and he was drawing on Ramana Maharshi, I think. Maybe in the Sargadatta Maharaj. But Anne and I were talking about this morning, and as this is what in Ramana was talking about this morning, it's to believe those. To believe that you know something about something is to believe that there's a you that knows. It's the essence of separation. It's the verb of separation, to ask the thinking mind what it knows, what we've learned. Help me out here. What have we learned? What did we do last time this happened? Rest with me and I will show you your heart, where the thoughts may be seen and heard, but not believed. And again, I very clearly see that rest with me. And God knows, again, inner wisdom has been saying this for a long time. Rest with me. So I'm starting to get it. Rest with me and I will show you your heart, where the thoughts may be seen and heard, but not believed. You need not overcome them. You need merely recognize they are not you and are not from you. You ask for bells and whistles. Who ask? Who needs confirmation of the sort you envision? Be still. Rest in peace with me and do what I ask. You have no need of confirmation. Who you are is always confirmed in stillness. Stillness speaks of who you are. Rest there. Yeah, even as we sit here, I'm looking for bells and whistles. I'm looking for confirmation. I'm looking for, gee, boy, was that a zinger? Did that ring true? Did that, that. Be still. Rest in peace with me and do what I ask. Again, it's really simple. And I got to tell you, when Regina talked about it on Sunday, man, I heard it. Man, I heard it. There there is no I in team, right? There is no I in retreat house, you know. Service. And you guys may have heard me say this before, but back before I started on the path in earnest, I say I've been on this path my entire life. Back when trying to run from purpose, I had the big house, the red convertible, the job for life. I began to hear and was so unhappy. And I began to hear very clearly the word service kept being repeated. You know, again, thank you, inner wisdom, for screaming so loudly that it could be heard through all that crap, right, that I was carrying around. Service, service. And I would hear it almost like that. I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean service? What do you want me to go work in a soup kitchen? What is a service shit? Excuse my mouth. But that's how it felt. You know, it's like, I don't know what that means. Go away. You bother me. Gosh, does that ring true? When Regina was talking about it on Sunday, gosh, does that ring true? Even though, you know, this sparkly idea of, oh, I'm going to become enlightened, you know, and this, and again, it takes you back to that identity. Oh, I'm going to get a new identity. I get to switch in this Jacqueline that I don't like. I get to trade her in for this spiritual person that everybody will love. But it's not about me. That's never going to happen. It really is about the service. And that's what rings true in my heart. Oh, service. Yes. I feel that. And it's like Linda asked us a while ago, what is my function? Service. What does that mean? It means being still enough to hear the guidance as to my next step. And I don't mean next step in, do I stay or do I go? Do I move to La Vida? Do I move to Colorado? Do I work 40 hours instead of 30 or 60 instead of 40? I don't mean it like that. I mean, Father, what now? Do I work on the taxes? Do I journal? It's every step. And again, Ann talked about this, you know, in terms of God, is that even possible? Can you really ask every moment, what would you have me do now? And I know she knows this and she said as much. And I absolutely know it to the depths of my soul. Yes. That's absolutely possible. It's not only possible, it's what's required. And to the extent that to the extent that I think it's not possible, it's the extent to which I'm willing to accept something other than the truth. Let me read you the rest of this journaling here. I said, what would you have me do that I am not doing? And the response, continue your practice to the utmost of your ability. Not when you feel like it. Not when there's not something, you know, some movie you want to watch. Continue. These are really clear instructions. Continue your practice to the utmost of your ability. If it comes to you to practice, stop then and practice. Whatever needs to be done will get done. Your most important job is to practice when prompted. Do not put off practice. Do not put practice off until it is more convenient. Rest with me. Be with me as you would be with your one true love. That is me. I am that which you seek. Trust in me as I trust in you. Let go the doubting mind by letting go thoughts that say you are not good enough, cannot do enough, have failed to do this or that. Trust me. Trust you. I got to say that this, it's funny because I write this stuff down, then I go, off I go. But this issue of trust, it's funny because it feels like there's no question trust is of critical importance. But so there's two things I've been looking at. Is the truth true? Is the truth really true? And if it is true, can I do it? Am I capable of doing it? And this is this, and so I think that this speaks directly to that. Trust me, right? Trust the truth of our being, which is the truth, and trust your ability to rest there, to be there, to let go of the thinking mind. Trust me, trust you. Trust in me as I trust in you. And, you know, this reminds me of the two evaluations from A Course in Miracles, right? My evaluation is, oh, you're never going to get this. You know, you're not that nice anyway. I mean, maybe I ought to write it down on paper. I was going to say, I wouldn't want to write my evaluation of me down on paper. you know, what the thinking mind has to say. But it might not be a bad practice. Trust in me as I trust in you. Let go the doubting mind. You know, it's all an ego defense. Let go the doubting mind by letting go thoughts that say you are not good enough, cannot do enough, have failed to do this or that. Trust me. Trust you. You are not alone. We shall walk the way together. You are my child in whom I am well pleased. Let that be your truth. Know that thoughts that say differently are not your thoughts. These doubt thoughts can be seen and released as easily as any other. We are one. Know this truth. Amen. And again, how do I know that truth? By resting. By being still. By seeing that, hey, this is the most important job. You know, come hell or high water, as we say. This is the most important job. And so yesterday I had a day, and I think I started out teaching NTI last night by saying that. It was a long day and not much got done. Oh my God, so much got done. You know, did I finish the task of working on property tax exemption? No. Did I finish? No. Did I finish? No. I mean, you know, there were several things. But this is job number one. Because without finding my center, I'm unable to serve the whole. If I don't find my center, who am I serving? Right? Jacqueline. Yay, Jacqueline. So I have my little St. Francis. Can you see? Pretty. but his, come out of there, St. Francis. His prayer is on the back of that. So I feel to read it. So I'm going to read it. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Wow. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. Gosh. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Gosh. How perfect is that? It's, you know, who are you going to serve? Right? No, love me, love me, love me. Ah, that's just amazing. thank you, St. Francis. I mean, that's service, right? That's service to the whole. This is where the thinking mind gets in the way. This is where, I mean, this is what Regina was talking about a minute ago, right? This is the emptiness of the master. This is what comes through when you're empty. When I'm no longer seeking self-serving goals to be like consoled and understood and loved, right? Or having the need to have people around me do things the way that I would do them, or not talk so much, or, you know, serve me, serve me, serve me. So, guys, I just really want to thank you for your service. I really want to thank you for your service to sit in this room and have you right there with me and to see your smiles and pointing at each other. And it's just, and your joining in this way is just, it's just beautiful. And I'm grateful. And I'm going to finish out my time, Dawn, with a song, if I can find it real quick here.
Come on.
Here she is.
And it is impossible.